high short kick that is going to come up and bounce at the 20. Rutgers has a chance to recover it, and they do! What a play by the Scarlet Knights!
Get it to Harper with three, with two, with one. Harper for the win! Got it!
10 and 10 at the 21. Wimsett hands it off. It's Manunga getting to the corner left. 20, 15, catching to 10. Manunga down near the goal line. He is in! Touchdown, Rutgers!
Now with six. Baker making his move with five. Step back three for the lead. Oh. Yeah! With 1.1 to go.
Welcome back to the Scarlet Faithful Podcast. I'm Aaron Brightman, and it is my pleasure to welcome in Rutgers men's basketball player Jeremiah Williams. Wanted to have you on for a while. Excited to have you here. Thanks so much for taking time to be here.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you having me, boss.
So, obviously, full swing in the offseason, but just wanted to ask you first. You've had a lot of stops in your career and fought through a lot of adversity. You had a great end of last season. What has made you want Rutgers to now be home as you prepare for your second year on the banks?
Yeah, I mean, since being here, the coaching staff and my teammates have been, you know, more than I could ever ask for in the program. You know, I've been around a couple places, and out of all the places I've been, this is, you know, one of the places that have been the most welcoming, you know, hardworking place. I think I fit here, and, you know, I just really enjoyed my time here and the people here.
And just in terms of, you know, the time you had that you weren't able to play last season, you looked like you played with such joy once you were finally able to be on the court. I guess how much did that make you appreciate this opportunity, both, you know, to play college basketball, but also your time at Rutgers?
Yeah, I mean, it was everywhere. Before I got here, I was in a position where, you know, I didn't know when I was going to be able to play or where I was going to be able to play. So, you know, sitting out that time and having to go through, you know, kind of what I had to go through for all those months made me appreciate being able to play the game, and then made me appreciate Rutgers a lot more and the people here. So, you know, it was a lot of fun being out there, and I was just happy to be able to play.
And you really hit the ground running, you know, your first few games, but obviously the whole, you know, season that you did play February on, you know, you actually had average career highs, you know, scoring wise, and took a lead role. I guess what did the time off do in terms of helping making you better on the court?
Yeah, I mean, that time off, injury teaches you a lot about yourself, is, you know, what I think. And I went through two surgeries before I was even able to get on the court and, you know, play again. So with that time, I was able to learn a lot about myself, work on my game a little bit too. I was able to practice that time I wasn't playing, so kind of get acclimated with the guys and kind of see where I fit in before even playing in a live game. But like I said, I think the injury taught a lot about myself, and I was happy I was able to stick with it and showcase what I can do.
And just in terms of the off season so far, obviously a little bit different. You know, you're very grounded at Rutgers, and obviously there's been a lot of roster turnover. A lot of your teammates from last season now have left the program, either for graduation or obviously the transfer portal. I guess, was there anything you gave some of your teammates as they've now chosen to leave, just in terms of finding that next right fit for them? And I guess, how was your relationship overall with the guys from last year?
Yeah, all of the guys that, you know, have departed via the transfer portal, any advice I give to them would just be kind of just go where you're wanted, where you're needed, and where you, you know, where you're going to be the happiest. I mean, anywhere you go, no matter the situation, no matter the NIL package you get, if you're not happy or if you're not needed, you know, it probably won't work out to your favor, to how you would want it to work out. So, you know, with my experience of being in the transfer portal, that's my advice, you know, to them.
And just in terms of, you know, you've been pretty active on social media. You have, you know, friends from Chicago and other players you play with that you've been supportive of online. I guess in terms of your own experience, aside from the injury and the time off, I guess being in different places, what does it teach you then once you finally do find what the right fit is for yourself?
Yeah, I would say being in different places, it just teaches you, it kind of puts you in uncomfortable situations. I mean, a lot of times I was walking in places where I didn't know anyone, and, you know, it just kind of forces you to figure out the type of player you are, if you're, you know, going to tuck your tail or if you're going to compete. So I think those are the main the main things, you'll be in uncomfortable situations, along with, you know, just building great connections and starting over and building the foundation.
And just in terms of the coaching staff and what they've done for you and your comfort level with them, how has that been in terms of your own development, and how has that given you confidence, I guess, going into this offseason as they look to rebuild the roster?
Right. Coming in, coming off my Achilles injury, the first day I had to go through a lot of examinations to get cleared for my Achilles. And I think the coaching staff is very patient with me and you know, me trying to get my confidence back, my strength back. There was a couple of setbacks coming off the injury and trying to become fully healthy. So I think the coaching staff did an amazing job with me and working with me with my strength. Also, you know, we were mid-season while I was, you know, trying to work through some kinks I had throughout the season. So I think they did a great job with me understanding while also pushing me.
And just in terms of the situation last year too, I mean, you know, most of you guys got there in August. You didn't have a lot of an off season as well. How excited are you for obviously your own development being there now, but also just with the hopes of having a full team together when summer workouts start in June, and how important that is?
Yeah, super excited. I mean, I haven't had an off season in about 2 years. So, I mean, I'm excited. I've been hitting the ground running in the off season. And then once the guys get up here, I'm super excited for that, to compete with everyone, get to know everyone. And I think, you know, with the year we had, everyone getting to campus in August, a full roster, I think that limited us in certain ways. And I think the sky's the limit if we get a whole off season with all 15 guys this year. So I'm excited.
And obviously, Dylan Harper and Ace Bailey bring a lot of buzz and hype to Piscataway when they arrive. They've been on TV a lot with All-Star games and such like that. How excited are you to play with them? How much do you know them? And how much was that part of your decision just in terms of, you know, returning for next season?
Super excited. I mean, those are two great kids. I haven't had the chance to be around them too much with them, you know, with their obligations with basketball and stuff like that. But social media, I've been able to connect with them, and, you know, we've had great conversations. So I'm very excited to play with them. Obviously, two talented kids, and then along with anyone else that is, you know, willing to put on the Rutgers jersey. So, like I said, the sky's the limit for us. I'm so excited to, you know, have a full offseason with the guys. And, you know, I think having a full offseason will make us that much better.
And how much of it has the transition been for you in terms of, you know, now you're becoming a leader, you're a veteran in the program, you know, and you're there right now. So I'm sure you're, you know, meeting prospective players and things like that. And obviously, Zach Martini and Tyson Akoff are joining the program. How important is it for you to just, you know, be involved in that and also, you know, welcome other veterans into the program?
Very important. I mean, since I stepped on, you know, this campus, my goal has always been to try to be a leader with or without the captain title. I think, you know, that's my responsibility and that's my value anyway, is communication and, you know, stepping up and, you know, trying to help the guys where I can. So I've always tried to take on that role. I'm excited to that. It's just, I guess it's more public this year, but I'm excited to continue that role and do what I can. And, you know, it's very important to, you know, have guys like Zach Martini come in, Acuff, older guys to, you know, help lead and, you know, help direct where we're headed this year.
And in terms of your own development, obviously, you know, you were really effective at creating scoring opportunities for yourself. You know, really strong defensively as well. I guess in terms of what priorities you have in your own development, how workouts have been going just individually right now, and kind of what your focus is.
Yeah, priority, of course, just getting as many makes as I can in a day, you know, shooting as much as I can. And then along with that, I want to get in a lot better shape. With the 2 years off, I think I was kind of caught off guard a little bit. But I think, you know, my first 2 years, I was able to play 35 plus minutes a game effortless. So I want to kind of get back to that and get in way better shape.
And What do you feel like you learned just in terms of obviously coming from the mid-major level at Temple, stepping into the Big Ten? You had all that time off. You still had a really successful run towards that end of the season. What did you learn from that? And I guess, what do you think you can help other guys that are going to be in that same situation now for this team next year?
Yeah, I think the biggest difference is probably it's every night. I mean, not discrediting any other league, but you may have a couple down teams, that you may play in certain leagues, but in this league, in the Big Ten, it's every night. So I think that's something you have to prepare for and focus every single game that, you're going to have someone coming at you every single game.
And just in terms of, the style that this team hopes to play next year, obviously, you're going to have a ton of athletic, versatile players on this roster, even more so than in the past. I guess, how does that suit your style, and how much do you think it's going to help having guys like Dylan and Ace, and other veterans that are coming in with all specific skill sets that are going to allow you to focus on what you do best?
Yeah, I think what I do best is, make reads and play in transition and play freely. So I think with those guys, if we can get stops and create transition opportunities for ourselves, I think that'll be great for me, of course, and it'll obviously help our offense. So, yeah, I think, with having those guys, versatility, a couple guys that could bring up the ball, I think that'll be great.
And what's it been like, with the Rutgers fan base, just in how they've embraced you? Obviously, Big Ten's a whole nother level, but also just, you being from Chicago, now in the Northeast at Rutgers, what's that whole experience and transition been like for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's been amazing. I mean, I kind of went from mystery guy to, 0 to 100 pretty fast with the season. So it's been an amazing experience, and, everything that's came with it, I've loved it. So, I'm happy to be here.
And a couple more for you, just in terms of Coach Pikul, the confidence you have in him to lead this program and this team next year. What's, I guess, the biggest, for fans that don't really know, what's something that stands out about him that, with your experience, kind of is unique to other coaches you've been around?
I say it probably every time. The thing that stands out the most to me about Coach Pikul is kind of just how genuine he is. I mean, the main reason for me coming here, I talked to one of my assistant coaches I'm pretty close with at Temple. He just said that Coach Pike is just a great guy, a genuine guy. Outside of basketball, he really cares for his players. So I think, for me, that's been everything. I've been two different places where it's kind of just been all about the program or more about the program than the players or, but Coach Pike has been a great dude, genuine. He cares for his players outside of the court. I think that's been, it's been evident, it's been evident.
That's great to hear. I think all Rutgers fans believe that as well, just from the outside looking in. And wanted to ask you too, just with NIL and all that, in terms of anything you're promoting that you want people to be aware of, fans to be aware of, and where they can find whatever you have out there.
Yeah, right now we have Rutgers t-shirts on the NIL store, and we have a lot more to come. It'll be great if you guys support us, and we have a big year coming up, so Rutgers NIL store, get your merch.
Jeremiah Williams, I appreciate your time. Rutgers fans are excited to have you back, and certainly excited for next season. Thanks for all you've done for the program, and best of luck this offseason as you prepare.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you having me. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.